I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In an unusual move, the North Korean government recently announced the arrest of foreign spies. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it appears those arrested were active Christians in the underground church.
The people that I have talked to who are familiar with this situation have some concern that these people have already been executed, that their life has already ended, because if the North Korean government believes that they're spies, the trial and judgment process will be very rapid for them.
Aside from redoubling security efforts, what this means, says Nettleton, is that prayer may be what holds the doors open. Meanwhile, the Bodides of Bibles for the World saw 25 Orthodox Hindu converts baptized on their most recent trip to India. The converts are part of a 1.5 million Meitei people of Manipur State. Bibles for the World once provided 500,000 copies of the New Testament to them. Things have changed for the new believers, says Moy Bodidi.
When we first began, every single convert was thrown out of their homes. And so one of our pastors bought a large piece of land, and he let them stay. All of those displaced people, they were thrown out.
And 4 days of evangelization by the local church of Ion Network Czech Republic yielded encouraging results. Believers are important partners to the town, thanks to the work of the young people there and to the evangelistic vision of the Ion worker. Two people prayed for salvation during an outreach just last month. The Lord's doing a new work in the small church as he rebuilds and strengthens it. Pray for the others who've also heard the Christian message. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.